You're listening to the LifeSpring Church podcast. For more information about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
I want to thank you, Lord, that... Actually, let me just start again. I was at the service here yesterday, the wedding service, and all of a sudden I bumped into this guy from Bath. It was David Daly. Anybody remember David Daly? Very few of us. About 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I can't remember how long James has been with us, really. But James had gone on a different journey. And he found himself at Russell Camp, we had a church weekend there. And David Daly was speaking on the Father's love. And I remember Richard Thomas coming down to me, and he said, Neville, go and see James. I said, well, he's not even here. He said, yes, no, he's coming. And he was just completely crying his eyes out. God just powerfully touched James through that message. Well, James wouldn't even connect with the message so much. It was just the presence of God there at that time. And that was the beginning of a change in James's life. And now my son here, he sort of ministers with me. He's full-time in the church, and we share work together. So it's a real privilege to be able to introduce and to bless James and give him this opportunity. So, Lord, I want to pray for him now as he comes to share, and I want to ask, Lord, that it's your heart, Lord, that we receive today through what James is bringing. If it's challenge, that's fine with us. If it's encouragement, that's fine with us. We want your word and your heart. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Nev. The presence of God changes everything, right? So that story of 15 years ago, I've been with my dad all my life when he said he just was around me a little time. I've been with him for 35 years, if you can believe that. But 15 years ago, the presence of God changed my life. And I'm hoping that at the end of this message this morning, perhaps we can have a prayer time and people will be full of the presence. And you'll know that on this date, your life has changed because you met with the King and Kings. But before we start, I just want to show a quick clip, if that's okay, please, Leonie.
Gang signs and prayers out now. My name is Stormzy. This is Blinded by Your Grace Part 2. Spiritual. Yo.
By your grace, you came and saved.
To show us that as the first thing this morning as an encouragement. That guy's a gangster, or he thinks he's a gangster, called Stormzy. As you can see, I don't look too gangster most of the time. But that guy was in Westfield in London just declaring God's grace to so many people as they came along. But we're going to come back to that a bit later on. Now, I just want to say it's a real honour bringing the word this morning. You know, I love Jesus. I love him with all my heart. He changed my life. But it's a real honour to serve under Pastor Nev and Pastor Jackie. I know Emma and I, we see it as a real a protection to serve under your leadership. So we're so grateful for all you do and everything you do for us. I want to honour my wife and my little baby boy, Reuben. They are the biggest blessing to me in the world. If it wasn't for them and Emma's release to me to do God's work, I don't know where I would be. So Emma, I love you. Reuben, you're awesome as well. And to my cell, over the last few weeks, we've had a few new guys come to cell, and it's been changed and transformed, and God's been doing some new stuff. So, fellas, I love you. I'm blessed to have you with me, and thank you for keeping me on my feet, having to keep studying the word and making sure I bring a, hopefully, practical and motivational word every single week. But this morning, I've been asked by Pastor Nev to speak on the church, the body of Christ. But what I wanted us to know straight from the beginning is it's not too late. The past is the past. God can use you. God wants to use you. Now, you may have been let down by the church, you may have been let down by pastors, you may have been let down by people, but that is the past. You may feel like you're past it. I'm too old. I've done my stint working for the church. You may feel like you've heard it all before. You may think that God can use everyone but me. This morning, that mindset is going to change because I'm going to show you through scripture, hopefully, that every single one of us in this building can and will be used by Jesus to achieve amazing things. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says this, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and plans to give you a future." So I'm presuming that most people in this room believe in the word of God? Okay, cool. So if we believe in the word of God is telling us here that God has plans for us. So whatever age you are in front of me, whatever you've done in your past, whatever you're doing at the moment, God has a plan for you. Whatever age you are, whatever sex you are, whether you've seen signs and wonders already or you haven't, God has a plan for you. How do we know this? Because the Bible tells us this. This morning, I'm so excited to bring the word. I believe that through the Holy Spirit this morning, God is going to reignite your heart and give you a love for him like you've never had before, and a belief, most importantly, that you can be used by Jesus to achieve anything for his glory. Does anyone believe that at the moment? Good, that's a good few of us. So we've got 10 or 15 people of a church of about 300. Probably by the looks of it, 150 or so are stranded by the snow. Isn't it fun? Don't you just love our country? We get about 2 centimeters of snow. I get a phone call from Pastor Nev this morning. James, I'm stuck. Then I get a phone, my mum up. Mum, how are you guys getting on? Oh, Ross, I'm not sure that he can back his car out. This is crazy. And it's like 2 centimeters of snow and the whole country comes to a standstill. But that's one of many reasons I love our country. But we're going to talk this morning on the body of Christ. Now, if you're a visitor here, anyone here for the first time this morning in Lifespring Church? Cool, you guys are so welcome. You guys are so welcome. It's an honor to have you with us. We really see it as a true honor and a blessing to have you with us. So thank you for coming to visit us today. We hope you come back. It's been a real joy to have you. But this morning we're talking on the body of Christ. And if you're a visitor here, you might think, James, what are you on about? What is the body of Christ? Well, we're going to find out. But during communion, Pastor Nev was doing this morning, we were talking about Jesus' body being broken for us. So that is an aspect of the body of Christ. That's not what we're talking about necessarily this morning. Jesus' body got beaten and battered for us on the cross at crucifixion. That is as well the body of Christ, obviously. That's not necessarily what we're going to talk about this morning. But we're going to quickly read the word. We're going to read from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. I'm not sure if you can see up there. But just as a body, though one has many parts, by all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but out of many. Now the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I can't see it on my screen. I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. It would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need to no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. That is a long passage we've just read. And I've got about 15 or 20 minutes to unpack that. As I was speaking to Pastor Nev this week, I was saying, this could be a 6 or 7 week talk because there are so many amazing points to get out of there. So forgive me in advance if I don't get your favorite points out. I'm going to bring this morning 4 points, and hopefully it's going to really leave you encouraged, challenged, and excited. But just a tiny bit of background before we start. The guy who wrote this book was a guy called Paul. Now, Paul, in all honesty, before he was saved, was an absolute nightmare. He was a guy whose aim in life was to kill as many Christians as possible. He wanted to see Christianity be done with. Now, he had an encounter with Jesus on the road when he was going to kill some people, and his life was totally changed. I'm not sure it was as dramatic as my Russell Farm experience, but it was pretty dramatic still. Now, he had an encounter, and that from that minute onwards, once he encountered Jesus, his life was never the same. And instead of wanting to kill Christians, he wanted to tell as many people as possible about Christianity. So in this passage we've just read from 1 Corinthians, he's addressing the people in Corinth. So, 4 points in 15 minutes. Point one is this: get stuck in. You know, we've just read these wonderful verses about everyone working together. And I want to bring a challenge from the minute go, is LifeSpring Church, get stuck in. If you are a part of this church, let's get stuck in. Let's really become a part of this church. The word says, as we've read, now if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to this body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. What is your role? LifeSpring Church, are you happy in this room to be a Sunday morning Christian where you're going to sit on a nice comfy seat? Hopefully the heating is working. We're going to be nice and warm. We're going to have some worship. We'll have a fun talk. And that is that. We go home and we live our mundane life. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we come back Sunday. Is that the sort of Christianity you want to live? If that is the case, my challenge is perhaps you haven't even encountered Jesus, because once you encounter Jesus, your lifestyle, your character, everything changes, and everything you want to do, you want to give glory to him and you want to work for him in every single area, even singing songs as we saw in a busy London shopping centre. So my challenge, LifeSpring Church, is get stuck in. If you are part of this family, the church, LifeSpring Church, it's time to stand up and be counted. It's time to get stuck in. If you are here and you belong to this body, what are you doing? I'm not here to bring condemnation or make you guys feel bad, but I'm like, we want to see this town change, right? That's why we're not seeing it, you know. We want this town to be changed and transformed for the glory of God, right?
Yes.
What are we doing? Are we getting stuck in, or are we happy to be the people who just come and receive on a Sunday and go back to work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, have a few drinks Saturday, and then come back on the Sunday? What is your goals in life? Are you wanting to get stuck in? You know, here at Lifespring Church, we have so many teams in this whole church. And a bit later on, I'm just going to tell you about a few of them. But there is so many teams you can get stuck into for people to hear about Jesus. If you are here, maybe you've got giftings we're not actually even pursuing with at the moment. Perhaps you're here and you are the most amazing intercessor in the whole wide world and we don't know. Speak to people and let's get stuck in. If you are part of this body, get involved. Find out the vision of our church. What is the vision of this church? Well, it's to win people. It's to love Jesus and win people, right? Win people to Jesus and let's make disciples of them. That's our vision. What is the goals of the church? To see this town transformed for the glory of God. If that is on your domain, if that's what you're thinking, yeah, I want to do this, then let's get stuck in. Let's get involved and let's do amazing things for the glory of God. Let's get behind our leaders and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will achieve so much for the glory of God. So many people come up to me and go, James, I don't feel gifted. I'm not gifted in this area. Well, the word of God tells us otherwise. Eagerly strive for the gifts the Lord wants to give you. So you are gifted, and we want to see you guys use those gifts to enhance the kingdom of God. I've got this new guy in my cell group, Darry, who was just up here giving an amazing testimony of how he got his job. And it was incredible, you know. If you speak to him, he'll tell you the full story, I'm sure. But he's a business analyst, right? So you're thinking, what has that got to do with church? How can he use that gifting of being a business analyst to enhance the kingdom of God? He was speaking to me on Friday afternoon, he's like, well, James, what we can do is, when new people come into the church, all right, this is so exciting, what we can do is we can get them to put their hands up and, yeah, we'll get their numbers, we'll get their details, we can invite them to cell group, then after week one, they're going to come to cell group, and then if they haven't given their lives to Jesus, they've given their lives to Jesus, and it's just the way his mind thinks. So we're all gifted, and we can all use the giftings we've got, I believe, without a shadow of doubt, to enhance the kingdom of God. Point two, let's be unified. Verse 25 said in this passage we've just read that there should be no division in the body of Christ. No division in the body of Christ. I go to lots of meetings with different churches and different styles and different feels and different vibes and different smells quite regularly. And I always say to people, the church opposite us is amazing. For some people would hate to come into this sort of church, but some people would love to go into the other sort of church. So having different styles is so important. And I'm not disunified with those guys. I love those guys and I want to pray for them. Because the Bible says there should be no division in the body. So the dictionary tells us that being unified means being joined as a whole. But to be unified, did you know this? When I was thinking about this week, to be unified, we don't have to agree on everything. I was thinking this morning. For example, Pastor Nev is wrong when he thinks Man United is the best team. That's true. In my opinion, he's wrong. What other examples did I give? You probably won't agree with me that skinny trousers and jeans are a lot better than baggier ones. And do you like my cool socks? I'm starting wearing funny color socks at the moment. I'm not sure if it's cool, but I think it's cool. And so I'm going to do it. Christmas movies are awesome. Some of you are going to think, shut up. I can't wait for December the 16th for Cinema Club to come down here and watch Elf. That's going to be brilliant. Summer is the best season of the year. I really love it when Pastor Stephen Furtick gets really excited and shouts and his spit goes everywhere and he gets really involved. Uganda is the second best country in the world. You see, you don't all necessarily agree with me here, right? But this doesn't mean that we're divided as the body of Christ. Because there are many areas we do agree on which makes us united. I was just thinking of a few this week. God did create the world. I'm presuming we would all agree on that. The Bible is the word of God. God did send Jesus to this world. He was born from the Virgin Mary. He did die for us. He did forgive all our sins. He did come back to life. The Holy Spirit is real and wants to be part of our lives every single day. God does have a plan for your life. I do want to be used to see many people move from darkness to light. We do want to see our town changed. We do want to see the UK changed. And we do want to see this world changed. You see, so even though you might disagree that skinny jeans are better and that Liverpool are the best football team in the world, that doesn't mean that we are divided as a church. So we're united as a church or as the body of Christ because we want to achieve the same goal of making Jesus famous. We want to make Jesus famous in this town, right? I want people to think of Reading as, man, I'm not coming here for the Christmas market. I'm not coming here for that freezing cold bar outside the Oracle or the churros or the little hot dog things. Waste of money, by the way. £5 that cost. Don't go. I don't want people to come here for that. I want people to come here because they've heard Jesus is doing something massive in this town. He is being made famous in Reading. That's our dream and that's our goal. And when you're clapping, that means you agree. So I'm hoping we're united. But we're a body and we all do things differently to achieve the same thing. Point three. I guess everyone in this room and beyond is integral to making Jesus famous. You, every single person from the youngest to the oldest in this room, is integral to seeing Jesus made famous. As I said at the beginning, it's not too late. Whatever age you are, I see Betty just sat in front of me. It's not too late, Betty, for you. It's not. The past has gone. The negative stuff you've dealt with, the times you've been let down, that is gone. You can be used. How do I know this? Because we are the body of Christ as the church. Not the building. This is a lovely building. This is just a building. But the body of Christ or the church is you and I. Other way around. I and you. Or you and I. Because God needs all of us. Every single one of us. No one is counted out. We all have different roles. But as a body, we function together. You know, about 6 years ago, I was playing football with a load of young guys just at Prospect Park Courts. And I used to be half decent before I stopped exercising and I got a bit of a belly and I can't really run around anymore. But I used to be half decent, so sometimes I used to have to go and goal, which was absolutely fine. They were only 14, 15, so I felt quite good going and goal. And my little cousin, James Jeffries, he just kicked the ball up in the air, just like that, high in the air. And I went to catch it, and for some reason, I didn't catch it properly. And it bounced on this little finger, and it came out at about a 90 degree, trying to work out my maths here, 45 is that? No, 90 degree angle. But you see, that messed me up. It popped out. And I had to call Emma, who was amazing. She came and picked me up and drove me to the hospital, and we got it all fixed up. But you know, that little finger not working in my body affected lots. I couldn't drive a car. Because it was all roped, it was all bandaged up. I couldn't even do my shoelaces up. I couldn't work. I was working with the wonderful guys at Smallwood at the time, and I couldn't hammer. I couldn't do that very well anyway. But I couldn't, you know, work certain machinery properly because I couldn't use this one hand. And even in winter time, to this day, this finger still becomes freezing cold. Now, why am I telling you this? Because you see, this one little part of my body, guys, not working, caused mayhem. Because you see, every part of the body has a role to play in making things work. And it's exactly the same in the church. Every single one of us has a role to play. We are his body. Some of us may be the brain. Some of us may be the little finger. But when we work together, we will see Jesus made famous. So as the body of Christ, the church, we want to be a Jesus-loving, people-loving, disciple-making church, right? And that takes all of us. That's not Pastor Nev and Pastor Jackie. They can't implement that and it's done. But that includes people taking on roles, feeding the poor, doing children's work, doing youth work, doing community work, doing finances in the church, doing the administration in the church, renting out these rooms. You see, we're a body. And it's not a one-person job. We need to work together as the body of Christ in unity, and we'll see amazing things happen. I come across so many people saying, James, I've heard it all before. It was about 10 years ago when this amazing thing was going to happen, when the whole town was going to be changed and transformed. It's just not going to happen. I'm too old. I've missed out. You know, this is just, it's not going to happen. You know, sometimes I don't think we realize what we have. I was thinking this the other day, about 5 years ago, this church, Little Ice Spring Church, was about 150 people, about two nations represented, meeting in a school. 5 years later, we're a church of, I checked the attendance numbers, I like that sort of stuff, and we're a church of between 270 and 300 people most weeks with over 30 nations represented. You see, God is, of course, we want more. Of course, we're expecting more and God to move and for this town to be changed and transformed. But God is moving and God is using us as the body of Christ. But those mindsets and attitudes of, I can't do it, they have to go. To be brutally honest with you, if you're coming up to me and say, James, I can't do it, it won't happen. You probably won't do it. But if you were to come to me and say, James, it's been tough 10 years ago, but you know what, I'm going to go for it again. I believe that God can do something. But you know, to be working as a body of Christ, it takes work. It takes hard work, which includes quiet times every single day. Not a single day should go past in your life where you haven't met with Jesus if you want to be part of the body of Christ and see amazing things. Fasting has to happen regularly. About two weekends ago, Emma and I took about 15 teenagers on a residential encounter. And you know what? 14 of the 15 people spoke for tongues for the first time in their life ever. But I'm not saying that to boast. I'm saying that because for the previous four Thursdays, the whole team fasted. Because as a body of Christ, we began to realize that it takes hard work. And also when we're talking about making a difference, of course it takes prayer, of course it takes fasting, of course it takes hard work, but it also takes opening your mouth. You know, I can pray for my good friends as much as I want, and I can fast and I can intercede, but if I don't open my mouth and tell them about Jesus, they might not know anything different. So I want to encourage you guys, let's be men and women who are dedicated as the body of Christ to working hard to seeing this town changed. Point four, everyone is needed. I think I've alluded to this once or twice already, but verse 21 says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. Guys, we are all needed. Whatever role you have to play, you are needed. We all have different roles. Like I say, not everyone is going to be like Pastor Nev and Pastora Jackie. Not everyone is going to be like Dan and Catherine running our children's work or Jackie overseeing the community stuff. Not everyone is going to be like Malk, who does amazing works with the poor and needy in this town. But there are roles we can play to help these things succeed. Because as a body, we work together to achieve things for Jesus. You know what? Your gifting might not be for youth work. I've had many people think their gifting is for youth work, and after 6 months, we've had to say, perhaps this isn't your gifting. Why don't you try something else which is your gifting? And they've excelled in that area. Because, you know, the body of Christ is about working together at stuff you're good at to give glory to God. So my challenge is, Life Spring Church, even this morning, is are you in the right role in this church to achieve the impossible? My challenge is to some of us in this room, you may be thinking, what is my role? Am I just a Sunday morning Christian? Am I actually just the person who comes here to feel good and at 12 o'clock I have my roast dinner and watch the football and have a good week? What is your role? Do you want a role? Do you want to be used by Jesus in this church to achieve amazing things for his glory? What matters is that we do the role that God has asked us to do. And we do it with excellence. I've been reading a book recently, and it's talking about on everything you do, do it with excellence. So the PowerPoint, it doesn't even look that good, but it took me about an hour and a half to find that picture in the background because I wanted it to be excellent. Because I'm giving it my all for Jesus, even in something like a PowerPoint presentation. When we're straightening up these chairs, you'll see screws in the floors because when the guys lay out these chairs, I want them to be straight lines. Because in everything we do, we're giving our excellence and we're doing our best for Jesus. Because as a body of Christ, we need to do everything. I believe this in all my heart. When we do the stuff, we need to do it with excellence. Now, I believe in every single person in this room in front of me. I know our pastors believe in every single person in front of me. And I know, most importantly, that God believes in every single one of you in front of me. Don't ever rule yourselves out. I've seen it happen too often. People just thinking because they're letting the enemy get in their head telling them, I can't do it, I'm rubbish, I'm worthless, this isn't for me. I've seen it happen so many times. Those lies have to go. It's not you doing the work. It's the Holy Spirit who works in you doing the work. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the Lord that is at work within us. You can do it, guys, because it's not you doing it. It's the Holy Spirit doing it. It's not you doing it. I want to ask a question. If you are involved in a setting up team on a Sunday morning in this church, can you just stand up for me? These amazing guys. Guys, I want to ask, if you're involved in the clearing away team on a Sunday morning, can you stand up for me, please? Wow. Guys, I want to ask, if you're a duty manager in this church, can you stand up for me, please? Guys, I want to ask, if you're involved in any multimedia, PA, or visuals, if you could stand up for me in this church, please. Guys, I want to ask, if you're part of children's work doing junior church in this church, can you stand up for me, please? Guys, if you're involved in the refreshments team, could you stand up for me, please? What have I forgotten? If you're part, it's slightly important. If you're part of the worship team, could you stand up, please? If you're part of the welcoming team, could you stand up, please? If you're part of the security teams, can you stand up, please? If you regularly lead meetings, can you stand up, please? If you regularly speak at meetings, can you stand up, please? You see, this is the body of Christ. Every Sunday morning would not work without you guys. So when Pastor Nev comes and brings an amazing and encouraging and challenging word to us, don't take your seats, guys. If he brings an encouraging, challenging word on a Sunday morning, we think, wow, Pastor Nev owned it. Pastor Nev nailed it. But if it wasn't for the body of Christ working together, that wouldn't have happened. We may have had people in this room throwing stones at us. Thank you, security. That doesn't happen. We were able to have the worship team leading us into the presence of God. We were able to have a meeting leader who was listening to the Holy Spirit who can lead us into the presence of God. We could feel welcomed as soon as we walked through those doors. We could have some coffee or tea when we come in. Our kids for this half hour, 45 minutes are being taught amazing teaching. I could go on, but are you seeing what I'm saying? It's not a one person job, it's a body, and we're the body of Christ, and we need to, going back to point one, get stuck in. I'm blessed we're a church of 300. I'm over the moon. I'm ecstatic. I'm so grateful to God. It's all for his glory. But I don't know about you. Does anyone want to see that balcony jam-packed? Does anyone not only want to see it once, but twice, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, Saturdays and Fridays? Oh my gosh, we're having to have meetings during the day on Wednesdays for families because it's just too packed out. Is anyone believing in that with me? Because it's not a one-person job. It's the body of Christ working together. Guys, don't rule yourselves out. We need you to achieve what God's got for our life. This morning, I believe with all my heart that mindsets are going to be changed, not by the word we've given, not by the worship, but by the Holy Spirit. I believe there's going to be people in this room whose dreams are going to be reignited. Maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, God gave us a dream and you think, I've gone past it. It's not for me, I'm too old. God's going to bring back those dreams. You know, I always remember I was in Colombia 10 years ago and I really had a dream of seeing me in the Medeski Stadium with 25,000 people, with thousands of people giving their life to Jesus. That was 10 years ago, and we got a young people of 40 to 60 people at the moment, only 24,500 to go. But, you know what? You know what? 5 years ago, that dream went a little bit because I was like, oh man, I'm 30 years old. I'm getting a bit past it here. I'm not sure I'm very cool for these 11 to 30 year olds anymore. Maybe 10 years ago I was cool. The dream went. But you know, I went to a meeting and the dream came back. I'm not fussed if I'm speaking on that stage or I'm a 95 year old boy sat at the back just saying, Jesus, thank you. Because as a body of Christ, we can achieve, and I believe we will achieve everything. When Pastor Nev is saying, we've got a prayer meeting on a Thursday and 30 people turn up, my goodness me, that's saying we're not up for this. Are we up for this? Are we going to stand together and pray for this town? The body of Christ working together, unified, will achieve so much for His glory. We started with that song. And the lyrics I wanted to pick out was this. He says, Lord, I've been broken. Although I'm not worthy, you fixed me. I'm blinded by your grace. You came and saved me. There may be many people in this room this morning who feel broken, who feel worthless, who feel rubbish, who feel, James, this word is all very nice, but I can't be used to do it. That is going this morning. Actual fact, guys, I just want to encourage us all to stand up for 1 second. Well, it might be for a few more seconds. I hope you're able to catch my heart this morning that the body of Christ working together will achieve so much. I just want to ask us all to close our eyes for 1 minute. I want to ask you, as people's eyes are shut, if perhaps you have that mindset where you're thinking, I can't do this, I'm past it. Or you've had that mindset in the past, but you want and you're believing that that's going to change this morning. I want you just to raise your hands and wave to me. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? There's 3, 4, 5 people. Anyone else thinking, man, I've believed the lies that I can't do it. Thank you. I believe the lies that I can't do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I believe with all my heart Jesus is going to change that mindset this morning. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait till next week or next month or next prayer meeting. That can change this morning. Right, just drop your hands a sec, guys. I want to ask that there may be some people, perhaps even in this room, who aren't even part of the body of Christ this morning. And they're thinking, James, what you're talking about is all very nice. It's a group of people working together to achieve amazing things. But this morning, I believe with all my heart, there's people in this room who aren't even part of the body of Christ, but this morning they want to give their lives to Jesus. And then become part of the body of Christ and then to be used by Jesus to achieve the impossible. I want to ask, if you would like to be part of the body of Christ, to give your life to Jesus for the first time this morning, just to raise your hand in the air, just give me a little wave. Thank you. Anyone else in this room? That's one hand in the air. Anyone else in this room want to just give their lives to Jesus for the first time this morning? We're going to run through some literature with you. Do not worry. It's not just a job done. Anyone else in this room feel this morning they want to be part of the body of the Christ? Give their lives to Jesus for the first time. Just give me a wave. Thank you. You know, we're going to have a prayer opportunity. And to that guy who gave your hand up, I'd like you, if you feel comfortable to, just in the service, just to see Pastor Nev. He'll just run through some literature. He'll get a person to run through some literature with you. We'd just love to tell you a bit more about who Jesus is and what He's done for you. But I want to give the opportunity for prayer this morning. Guys, This morning, God's going to reignite that love in his heart again. He's going to reignite the love in your heart for him again. Does anyone in this room feel like they just need that touch from Jesus again? There's a few of us. Because, you know, Jesus wants to meet with you this morning, and Jesus wants to change your mindset from negativity to positivity, from I can't do it to I can do it, to man, I thought I could, to now I can. I want to encourage you guys, if that's you, would you just come to the front this morning? Nothing special about this red carpet on the floor, but sometimes it's just about making a stand and saying, man, I need to meet with Jesus. I need his presence this morning. I need my mindset to be changed. If you just come to the front now, I saw about 100 hands go up and there's about 10 people come forward. You know, this is going to be a powerful time, I believe. Because we have a wonderful team of people who would love to pray for you. And I want to ask as well, if you were some of those people who perhaps put your hands up in the air to say, man, I didn't know, I'm not sure I can do it, but you want that mindset to go. If you come to the front as well, we have a wonderful team who would love to pray for you guys. So guys, in absolute closing, when we work together, unified, united in Jesus, working as the body of Christ, we will see amazing things happen. Father, thank you for this morning. I thank you for every single person stood or sat before me, wanting just to meet with you, wanting mindsets to be changed by you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray and we believe that that will happen this morning. We command negativity to go in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord Jesus, you replace negativity with positivity. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that apathy, that maybe a just a rubbish feeling over our lives will disappear this morning, Lord Jesus, and you will bring peace, you will bring love, you will bring joy, and that.
Thanks for listening. To find out more about LifeSpring Church, please go to www.lifespringchurch.org.uk.
Lord Jesus, these guys' lives would be changed and transformed.